Today's Shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Mem Hey. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Masor Rahab Nuna. In our previous Shir, the Gemara had taught us a machloikis of Rav and Shmuel versus Ula, where a girl accepted Kedushin as a ketana shloi udas aviya, without a father's consent. And the question that the Gemara discussed was, how do we view that situation? Rav and Shmuel were concerned that maybe the father was accept, maybe the father consented to the Kedushin, and therefore, if this marriage is to end, you need to have a get or an miyun, as the Gemara explained. The Ula completely said we don't have to take this act of Kedushin into consideration. Ask the Gemara on Ula's opinion. Masar Rav Nuna, the Brisa teaches us, Ein Meichra Kroivim. As we learned earlier in our Masechta, the halacha is that a father can marry, can sell his daughter for an Amma Havriya, but the halacha is he can't sell it to a relative to who can't marry her. Because as the Torah Kedoshim and Parshas Mishpatim teaches us, that one of the ways an Amma Havriya gets freed is by Yud, by her owner or his son marrying her. And if she was sold to an individual who cannot marry her, where Yud is not an option, you can't sell him to such a person. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Shem Rav Elazar Amru, Michael Akroivim, she may be sold to a relative. Shavin, but says, we learned, the Brisa teaches us, the Shavin, Shemaycha Amonel Kohen Gadol, that if she's an Amona, she can be sold to the Kohen Gadol, and she can be sold if she's a Grusha Chalutza to Kohen Hedget. Even though the halacha is that a Kohen Gadol may not marry an Amona, the halacha is the Kohen Hedget may not marry Grusha Chalutza, the halacha is that these marriages are only a Chai V'Lavin, and our opinion is that a marriage of a Chai V'Lavin, of course, shouldn't take place, but if it took place, the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. And in understanding that Braisa asked the Gemara, Hai Amona Hechidami, exactly who is this girl who's Amona? Ilam in the Kachaviya, if we're going to say that the father was the one that was Makadashar, Mi Matzah Mazman Law, could the father now sell her? Ha Ein Adam Meichas Bitel Shivcha Achsishis. We learned that once a girl was married, the father has no longer a right to sell her off. Elalav, the Kaddish I Nafshi, that she had married herself off, not with the father's consent, and the Karkarle Almana, she's called an Almana. So what do we see from here? That a marriage that was done by the girl herself, the halacha does give some validity to. Because if that marriage, as Ula suggests, is completely meaningless, why would she be called an Almana? So we see that a girl who marries herself off is, there is some validity to that marriage. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchak, to defend Ula's opinion. Hocha b'kedushe Yud. What happened was that this girl got married through Yud. V'aliv d'Rav Yosef b'chanina d'amav ma'as v'shaynas lav l'kedushe nitnu. As we discussed earlier in Amasachta, kedushe Yud, as we said, means that the owner or his son marry the Amma Avriya. But when we learned that sugya, we had a question, what are the mechanics of that Kedushin? Tanakhama says that the original money that the father received when he sold her ultimately become the kesef with which the Kedushin is made with. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the kesef of the Kedushin is the equity that's left, that the owner has left in this girl from the fact that he owns her. And therefore, the Gemara said when we learned that sugya, it's only going to be acceptable if he still has in her. Yield is only going to work, according to Rabbi Yossi, when there's still equity of a Shava Pruta. So now, the way to understand is as follows. If we say that the Kedushe Kesef is the money that he received originally, so then we could understand that the father already received Kesef Kedushin, And he does, and once the father married a daughter off, he doesn't have a right to ever sell her as a shifcha again. But if we're going to learn like Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, the father had never received any kesef, because the kesef that the owner uses to marry her with is the equity that he has. So when is there a halacha that a father can't sell a daughter after she was once married in a proper marriage? That's when he had received the Kedusha Kesef, when he had received the Kesef. Here, he's not the one that received the Kesef. Since he's not the one that received the Kesef, that's why he if she now leaves the husband, he still could get the Kesef, and that's the case. But not that she herself received the Kedusha, that she herself married her off, because Ula still of the opinion that a girl who married herself off without the father's consent, it's meaningless. So as we learned, Rav and Shmuel taught us in the previous shir, that if a girl got married without a father's consent, she needs a get and miyun. Says the Gemara, mace. So what happens if the man who married this woman, this katana, without her father's consent, passed away? And now she falls to the brother of this man, to Yibam. Amrav Hunam Rav. The halacha is, and now this brother, the Yavam, does Maimer. And now, after he did Maimer, they want to dissolve their relationship. So the halacha is, Mamenis l'mamorei, she has to do Mian to the Maimer, because the Maimer requires Mian, since a get is what's required to dissolve Maimer. She also needs the Mion. And as we explained in the previous year, the reason why if there's a get, why is there a need for Mion as well? Because everything here is not certain. Because the Kedushin were not a certain Kedushin, because she received Kedushin without her father's consent. So there could be all sorts of concerns, as we learned in the previous year, that could come up if this man will marry a sister and think that the marriage is nothing, but it maybe is something, so she needs a mion. However, if there was no maimer done, there's only a zika, to break that zika, all you need is just chalitza, ketzad, and as we just explained. Asa b'mamer, if the yavim did maimer with this girl, tzricha get, she's going to require get, and she's going to tzricha chalitza, and she's going to require mian as well. Tzricha get, we need a get, because shem nesratza abba kedusha sheni, maybe the father is satisfied with this kedushin. If the father is satisfied with this kedushin, so then she's his full-fledged wife, and the only way to break it, is to dissolve it, is with a get. Tzricha chalitza, why is chalitza required? Shem nesratza abba kedusha rishin, maybe the father was satisfied with the first marriage, and now, when he died, the halacha is she's a regular yavama, and in order to break the zika, chalitza is required. The tzricha mion, shem loy nesratza av loy b'kedusha rishon v'loy b'kedusha sheni. This father is dissatisfied with the kedusha both of the first and the second brother, and because, as we mentioned and we learned yesterday, in the previous year, there's a concern of yomru and kedusha tovsin b'chaisa. People will come to make a mistake. So the only way to avoid that mistake, and people should recognize that this should not be treated as a full-fledged get, is by requiring mian as well. Now we talk about the other circumstance. We loy also ba mamer, where the yavim did not do maimer. So then the halacha is enetzricha elo chalitza bavad. The only thing that will be required is chalitza. My amrit. What are you concerned? To buy nami mion, that mion should be required as well. Says yomer, because we have to be concerned, as we keep on repeating, that shemi yomer and kedushin types of bechaisai. What happens if this man ends up marrying the sister, and people will think that the marriage is nothing because she's a chais ishtai, a chais grushasai, when it's not really a chais grushasai, because the marriage was never a marriage. Says the Gemara, Hakli Yoydim Achayis Chalutzim Ad Rabbanan. Everybody realizes that the Isser to marry the sister of the woman that you did Chalitza with is only an Isser Ad Rabbanan. And since they know it's an Isser Ad Rabbanan, they'll realize that the Kedushin is a Kedushin, and we won't have any problem because a get will be required. Because it teaches us the Gemara, Damar Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish taught us, Kanshon Rebbe, Rebbe teaches us, Achayis Grusha is an Issa Daraisa, Achayis Chalutz is only Midarabonim. Says the Gemara, Hanabe Trey, Davishasa Chamri, there were two people that were drinking wine, two say Tzipa Bavel, under a certain tree, an Arava tree in Bavel. Shoka Chaminai Kasa the Chamra, Yavle Lechavre. One of them took a cup of wine and gave it to the other one. Vama, and he said to him, Mekachle Bartek Labri, I want your daughter to marry my son, and this cup of wine will be the Kess of Kedushin. Amravina, so Ravina says, Afil Amanda Amr Kashina Shem Nisratza Af, even Rav and Shmuel have been teaching us in our Shurim that we need to be concerned that when a girl, a katana, receives the Kedushin, maybe the father is satisfied with it. That's in a case where the girl took the Kedushin, and we don't know what the father's opinion is. But where the father took Kedushin on behalf of his son, and again, we need to remember, a father never has midaraisa, the ability to marry off a son. To assume or be concerned, Shema and the Sratza Ben, that maybe the son was satisfied with what the father did, lo yaminan, we need not be concerned for that. Amale Rabban and Lervina. Yes, we don't need to be concerned that we don't have to come up with a new concern that the father, that the son was satisfied. But maybe the son had appointed the father to be a shliach on his behalf. Answers the Gemara, v'dim l'shav yishliach. Maybe he had appointed him to be a shliach. Says the Gemara, l'chotzav inish l'shav yilavu a shliach. Nobody's going to appoint a father to be a shliach. So to be concerned that might have happened, there's no reason to be concerned. The Shas of Tshuva's Torah l'shma, Simon Reis Samaches, based on this Gemara, says that even not only in a case of doing something on my behalf, are we not concerned l'shavi in a shavi shliach, but even that a father should do a mitzvah on your behalf, to do bedikas chametz on your behalf, or to take off trumas maestris on your behalf, says that we always apply the concept of lechotzav inish l'shav yilavu shliach. What's his raya? Because to get married is a mitzvah. And even though getting married is a mitzvah, the Gemara is saying we have a concept of lechotzav inish l'shav yilavu shliach. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says an incredible story. He says one of the svarim that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal wrote is a sefer on the Orchis Chaim LaRosh. The name of the sefer is Sassom Orchisov. And the stipler, his father, and he were talking, and the stipler told his son, Reb Chaim, that I'm going now to the printer because I have a sefer that I want to bring that needs printing. So Reb Chaim said, I also have a sefer that needs printing. So he said to him, so the stipler, he didn't ask his father to go on his behalf, chas v'shalom. All he did was, he said, I also have a sefer that needs printing. So the stipler said, well, since I'm going, I could take the sefer for you. So Reb Chaim says a very interesting thing, that this sefer, even though it was completely prepared, ready for print, never took many years to get printed. And he said he once spoke to his father, the stipler. He himself did not understand why it took so long for this sefer to be printed. So the stipler explained it to him. He said, because even though you didn't officially appoint me a shliach, but still we're learning in our Gemara that a son has to have this respect, the type of respect for his father, that he shouldn't ask his father to be a shliach. And since he doesn't, and he can't ask his father to be a shliach, even if he didn't expressly, even in a case where he didn't explicitly ask him to be a shliach. That's why your sefer never got printed. The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Parah Aduma, and then it says, V'nasatem la'lozer ha-koyin. So the question is, why the Pasuk says V'yichu Eilecha, and then the Pasuk changes to Loshen Rabba V'nasatem. So the Ramban answers that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he should involve Aaron in giving the Parah Aduma to Elazar. Why? Why was Aaron involved? So the Ramban says, because Elazar, being Aaron HaKohen's son, has to show respect to his father. And the way respect to show to a father is to ask Moshe Rabbeinu to ask Aaron to participate. So I saw that the Chashuki Chemed says a very interesting psak. If there's a son and a father at a wedding, and they're both Talmid Chachamim, the son should not be Masada Kedushin at that wedding without his father's consent. And he quotes a psak from Rabbi Yoshev. Rabbi Yoshev had a great grandson, and the father of this baby gave the tzedakah to his father. That means to Rabbi Yoshev's grandson. And the question that was asked by this son to give to his grandfather, Rabbi Yoshev's son, and Rabbi Yoshev's son said, I now ought to be a tzedak in a place, I'm now allowed to be a tzedak in a place where my father is there. Because as our Gemara is teaching us, the tremendous respect one has to show to a father. But ask the Gemara, the Dilma Atsuya Atseime, maybe the son had told the father that he want this woman as a wife. And since he had said, so as Rashi explains, since he had clearly indicated that he wants this woman as a wife, so then when the father took the Kedushin on his behalf, even though he wasn't allowed to appoint his father as a shliach, we're learning, but there's a new consideration, and that's the consideration of Zoch L'Adam Shleim B'fonov. If the father knows that the son wants this woman as a wife, so then he could do it because of Zoch L'Adam Shleim B'fonov. Others explain that what the father had said to the son was that I would like this woman to be your wife, and the son had agreed. So by the son agreeing and the father saying, I want as a wife, that isn't considered you made him into a shliach. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Simi bar Ashi, Beferish Amamar, Ravina taught us, the Leisav Elohad, the Rav L'Shmuel. We don't have to be concerned about Rav and Shmuel, that we need to be concerned that the daughter who received Kedusha without the father's consent agreed to him. That according to them, you would need to be concerned in this case. But Ravina is of the opinion that we don't paskin like Rav and Shmuel. And therefore, in a case where the Kedushin was not done with the consent of the person who is the one that's supposed to be the Kedushin, who's supposed to make the Kedushin is meaningless. Says the Rosh, from here we see, the Gemara told us the concept of Dilma Tzuyu Mekirtzi, that there are cases that somebody could do Kedusha for somebody else, even if he wasn't formally appointed as the Shliach. Because says the Rosh, that all that happened in our Gemara is that the son had indicated that he wants to marry this woman, and it would be enough. And as we explained, the reason it would be is because of Zoch L'Adam Shloi B'fonov. Because you can't be a shliach without being officially appointed, because who says that this is the woman that you want to marry? However, Zoch L'Adam Shloi B'fonov doesn't work with the same as shlichus, and therefore if he indicated to you that he wants to marry this woman, is operative, even though shlichus is not operative. Says the Mara, who gavra the kaddish bekisha the yarka b'shuka. There was a man that did kedushin with a ktana without a father's consent, and he gave her a bunch of vegetables. Amar Ravina. So says Ravina, filamanda amar chosh shem nisratza af. Even Rav and Shmuel, who have been teaching us in our shir, that we need to be concerned that maybe the father is agreeable to this kedushin. Hanimili, when is that concern b'derech kavod, if the kedushin with the ketana was done b'derech kavod? Avol b'derech b'zayin, if it was done b'derech b'zayin, loy, we could be confident that the father isn't agreeable. Ask the Gemara. Amalei Rav Achmed diftel Ravina b'zayin demai. What does the b'zayin mean? Does the b'zayin mean that yarka they just used some vegetables to affect the kedushin, or is the b'zayin that was done b'shuka was done publicly? What is the nafkamina? The nafkamina will be the kaddish b'kasepa that he used kesef, but he did it b'shuka, he did it outdoors. So if the b'zayin is the vegetable, here there was no vegetable, it was money, but it was done b'shuka oy b'kish the yarka. Or what will be if the kedushin was done with vegetables, but it was done bebesa in a home, mai, because it was done properly in the home, but still vegetables. Says Ravina, Amalei, idi v'idi derech b'zayin. It doesn't make a difference. Both represent a b'zayin, and both therefore will be a case where certainly we need not be concerned that this kedushin is valid in any way. Hahu da amalei krevoy. There was a man who said that I want to marry off my daughter to my relatives. He and his wife wanted the kreva to her relevant. Kafse, and the woman forced her husband, Adam le'tele kreva. She kept on insisting until he agreed, let her marry your relative. Ada achli v'shasi. So they got engaged, and as they're eating, also kreva be'igra, the father's relative showed up, v'kitcha, and it was Makadashar. Says the Gemara, Amar Baya, since the father was agreeable, Siv, and the Pasuk says in Tzfanya, Sheris Yisrael Layasa Avel Laydabra Kzoiv, we don't have to be concerned about this Kedushin. Once the father had given his word to the wife's relatives, that's all we need to be concerned. Rav Amma, we don't have to be concerned for another reason. Chazaka En Adam Tarech Besudim Afsida. Since the father went through the bother making a party for this shidduch with the wife's relative, that's what he was intended to do, and we don't have to be concerned about the other marriage. Says the Gemara, Ma'ig B'nai, what's the nafkamina between the two explanations that were given that we could ignore the second kedushin? It could be the loytarch, the father did not, if they didn't make this party. If the concern is that ein adam tarich b'sudah mafsida, here is no ein adam tarich b'sudah mafsida. But if the vart is that layasa avla, a person keeps his word, so even if there was no party, a person is expected to keep his word. This Gemara actually is the basis where in halacha, a sudas shiduchim, a suda that just represent a couple getting married, is it a sudas mitzvah or is it not considered a sudas mitzvah? And from here we see that the fact that they got married and the fact that the Gemara says that Ein Adam Tarech Besuda Umafsida is a raya that it's considered a serious suda. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tuf Mem Dalet Sif Katan Chaf Dalet Paskins Suda Shoysim Bishas Ksivas Atanoyim Harehu Sudas Mitzvah. He says, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only a suda where tanoim are going to be written. But in a suda where tanoim are not being written, so he says, for example, a suda on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, the halacha is Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, one should not make a suda. This, an engagement party where there are no tanoim, should not take place after Chatzos, Friday afternoon. The Sefer Ber Maim Chaim says that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis teaches us by Kriyas Yamsuf, Bikshu Malach Esharis Loi Mashira. The Malach Esharis wanted to say Shira. Amul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Masa Yodai Toivim B'yam, my people, I created the Mitzrim, are drowning. V'atam Oimim Shira, you want to say Shira. What do we say from here? So he says that everything that exists in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings life to it. As we say every morning in the Tefillah, HaMechadosh B'tuvai B'chol Yoyim Tamid Masa Bereshis. So everything that exists in the world exists in the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings life to it in this world. So since it all exists because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings life to it in this world, it has that very important spark of Ruchnius in it, and we have to be careful. Here, the Gemara taught us that the Pasuk in Fanya teaches us that Lo Yasu Avla, where a person has to keep his word. The Sefer Chashuki Chemed says that what's going to be the halacha if somebody promised to sell a partner to somebody else. And he speaks about a case, Reuven and Shimon wanted to buy an apartment from someone who was selling an apartment. And he wants to sell it to Shimon, but Reuven is putting a lot of pressure on him to sell it to him. He says that too is considered Lo Yasa Avla. You have to accept what is meant up. And that's why he also says that even though we're going to learn many cases where technically a worker can back out of a position, back out of a job, but what somebody always has to remember is this Lo Yasa Avla by acting that way. Says the Gemara, Neskatsha Ledasavia. A girl had Kedusha with her father's consent. Then the father traveled to Medina Siam. And then she had Nesuin when the father wasn't here. Amarav. So since the Kedushin was done with the father's consent, even though the Nesuin were not done with the father's consent, the halacha is she's allowed to eat truma, until her father says I'm not agreeable. Ravasi says she may not eat because we need to be concerned, says the Gemara, maybe her father's going to come and protest, and then it turns out that the Nesuin were not a proper Nesuin, and it turns out that she was a woman who's not married to a Kayin eating Truma all this time. Hava Uvda, says the Gemara, there was once such a situation. Rav L'Hod Rav Asi. Rav was concerned for Rav Asi's opinion, and he did not allow them to eat the truma until the father came. So Tzva explains, why does Rav allow to eat truma? So he explains, because the halacha is that a woman who's an arusa, we learned this Gemara in Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin, midaraisa is entitled to eat truma as soon as she becomes arusa. Chazal said that she should not eat truma. The Gemara in Masechta Gittin gave two reasons. One is for simpain. We need to be concerned that he's going to find a mum. Shem yashka chela acheva chaisa. Those reasons aren't applicable here because she's had nesuin. What is the concern? That the father is going to disagree. But even if the father comes and disagrees, she's still an arusa. And since she's still an arusa, and midaraisa, an arusa is entitled to eat truma, that's why we don't have to be concerned. Others explain Rav's opinion in a much simpler fashion. In a case which we've been discussing, where kedushin were done without the father's consent, there's a real concern that the father is not agreeable to that condition. And that's why we have to be concerned about that. But in this case, the father was mekadosh the girl to this man. The fact that the father was mekadosh the girl to this man is very indicative that the father is agreeable to this condition. is agreeable to this nesuin. Otherwise, he would have never been mekadosher to that man. That's why here to be more lenient, says Rav, and she could eat truma. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak umayda Rav, even though Rav's opinion, as we just said, is that we could be confident that the father is agreeable to this nesuin. And Mesa, if she dies, and we know when a nesua dies, her husband is her yairish, and a yarsha. The husband will not be her yarsha. Because in this case, we say, ukum em money b'cheskes mari. The chazaka on this money is that it belongs to the father, to her family, and hamaitz mechaveroi, all of araya. Says the Gemara, neskatcha ladas, if a girl had kedusha with her father's consent. However, when this is shaloi ladas, the nesuin were without his consent. Ravia kan. But here, the father is present. He just did not participate at the chuppah. Rav Huna amar, Rav Einai Chelos. In such a case, we have to be concerned that the father is not agreeable. Rav Yirmi ba'aba Machelos, we don't have to be concerned. Rav Huna amar Einai Chelos. He says, afilu Rav, even according to Rav, that this taught us, Eichelos, that if the kedushin were done with the father's consent, and the father is not here, so, and then the nesuin were done without his involvement, we could assume, as we've been learning, that the father is agreeable. Hasam hu delayis alav. In the case that we discussed with, or we began the sugya, is that the father is not here. Aval hocha in our Gemara, isalav, the father's here. And the fact that he didn't say anything, and the fact that he didn't participate, is all because a proof, the mirsach rosach, that he is upset. It shows that he's upset, and therefore the halacha will be that Rav would agree that this nesuin is not considered a valid nesuin, and she would not be able to eat truma. However, says the Rosh, that if the father attended the wedding, even though he didn't articulate agreement, but the fact that he attended the wedding is enough. The Meiri disagrees. He says that if the father attended the wedding, but he didn't say anything and participate in an active way in the wedding, is clearly an indication that he's dissatisfied. Rav Yirmi ba'aba emecheles. He says, afilu Ravasi dama ena echeles. Even Ravasi, who said that if the kedushin were done with the father's consent, and then he went overseas, and then the nesuin were done without his knowledge, hosum hu deshem yava aviya. We need to be concerned that the father will come and say, I'm not agreeable. Aval hocha, medeshosik, he might not have participated, he was quiet. It's a proof of snicha istichaloi that he's agreeable. There's agreeable, and the nesuin is a valid nesuin. Niskatcha shloi ladas aviya. Says the Gemara, the halacha is, what would be the halacha where the kedusha were without the father's consent? V'nissa shloi ladas, and the nesuin were without the father's consent? V'aviya kan, but the father is here. Refuna amecheles, that's enough. The fact that the father's here and didn't say anything is a proof that he's agreeable. V'yim yabam enecheles. Amulahada Rav Huna. This the Rav Huna said that if kedushin and the nesuin were done without the father's consent, but he's present, it's enough that she should be able to eat truma. He commented, "It's kechaymitz la'shinayim. It's like somebody swallowing vinegar. Uka'ashalaynayim, like somebody has smoke in their eyes." Hashta u'mahasam. In the case that we began this sugya with, the kedusha deraisa, we had kedusha deraisa, because the kedusha were done with the father's full consent. Amrit, but the nesuin were not done with his consent. Amrit loyacha. Hocha, in this case, where the kedusha were not done with his consent, loykoshkein, that it should be ignored. It says the Gemara, near and dear, a Talmud, Rabbi Yirmiya, who Ba'aba, who was a Talmud of Rav Huna, says that a girl who had kedushin and nesuin without a father's consent, even though the father is here, should not be allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara, Amar my Rava my Tama the Rav. Says the Gemara, why is Rav Huna lenient? Says the Gemara, however nasba masi sam b'chayi av. We've learned earlier in our shiur today that if the father married her off and then had made nesuin for his daughter, and after the nesuin were done for his daughter, that marriage ended, Gerushin or Almana, the father loses jurisdiction. Here, the fact that the father is quiet when there's Kedushin and is suing with his daughter, that clearly is an indication that he doesn't care and he's giving up any jurisdiction. And since he gives up any jurisdiction, he's saying, whatever you do is fine with me. That's why the halacha will recognize this Kedushin and the suin.